bitches. Are you dumb? You know I get them
bitches. I got bitches. Nigga, did you know that I can see you?
Oh Lord, Tipsy made another one.
I got bitches. I got bitches. And if I see your hoe, you know I get them bitches. You mess with dimes, I mess with
oh, fucking delicious. Man, nice jam there. We're just listening to it. I have to get in the mood because, God, before I go into that, I just came from the dentist. I've been there for almost 3 hours. Can you believe 3 hours for a dentist? I haven't been there in 3 years, since 2016. Hold on for a second. I'm going to put away my ice cream. All right. Sorry about that. I would have been chewing like a fucking cow. Anyway, I went to the dentist today, and they just did a last-minute appointment. I decided, okay, I cleared some stuff off my schedule. I gotta get my teeth looked at. And it's been a couple years since I've done it. So I said, hey, okay, let me go ahead and do it. They had, sure enough, they had a spot, 150. And I didn't get out of there until 420. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, you'd think they did a lot of work on me. Like, I had a piece of shit mouth. But the results came back. Everything was good. I was doing a good job doing it on my own. I'll tell you what. Get some floss, get some Listerine, and get these little brushes. I don't know, these toothpicks, but they have, at the end of them, little brushes. And you stick those between your teeth. So I mix it up. I do the flossing. I do those little toothpicks, brushes, and Listerine, and voila. They were looking at me like, whoa, okay. Oral hygiene is fine. I mean, aesthetically, it doesn't look good, but overall, it took 3 hours, man. They're taking every fucking picture in the world, x-rays, doing some scanning on my teeth. I mean, it's all different shit. They turn the lights off, come in with a fluorescent light into your fucking mouth. It was a whole bunch of shit they were doing. They had me take a mugshot, like, okay, stand up against the wall, smile, give me a straight shot face, and then give me one smiling. And then I turned on my left shoulder. They're like, okay, look straight ahead. Take one straight like a mugshot, like you just got arrested, and then take another one as if you're smiling. I'm like, wow, this is really weird. I know, they just want to have it on your profile. You've been here a long time. I said, yeah, I've been coming here for a bit. Well, yeah, what happened? Why haven't you come back? Well, you know, the last person, the hygienist that was here, she canceled my appointment because I was outside on the phone, and I was on time. So basically, I was 5 minutes late till the appointment. She rescheduled me right then and there. What a bitch. And that was 2 years ago. So I said to her, well, after that incident when she canceled on me when I was outside, I said, I'm not coming back until she's gone. And it's been a couple years. And she's like, oh, why? Oh, that's a long time. And it's like, well, I told her I figured that the people that were working here were not going to be here. Every couple of years, you have such a high turnover in certain offices when you know they're commercialized, when they just have two or three doctors in there and the staff comes and goes. Never fails. People just leave every couple of years. They're never around. I've never gone to an office where I've had the have to be a reoccurrence and the same people are on staff. Oh, no, she went somewhere. You know, whatever the case is, people just move in that industry. But I was telling her, well, I was just waiting a couple of years, basically, until I went back. I just got the itch. Figured I'd do it while, you know, the old job pays for it. Right? But, yeah, I was there for 3 hours, man. And I go ahead and come back. Man, this is an epic rant, by the way. What a shitty rant to start with, right? Ugh, shitty fucking rant. But, yeah, so I go back, and then I hear from one of my buddies. And, you know, we were chatting it up a bit. And he's telling me, I told him, by the way, I noticed that, let me just go back altogether. Okay. One of the things that is not, I don't even know how to word. A lot of guys don't have bros before hoes. I'll leave it at that. And what I mean by that is that they don't have the emphasis of helping each other out. So when you're having an itch for a girl, they're not going to say, oh, let me hook my man up. He's doing his thing. No, they're going to go for it themselves. And it's more of a thirst comes first. you know, the motherfuckers, your boys, right? And you think they're gonna help you out and shit, and they're really just trying to get that thirst quenched. They just want you along, and a bunch of mercenaries. But yeah, so I'm telling this guy, I'm like, hey man, you know, I had a history of telling this guy of the girls that I like. I'd be like, hey man, she's kind of cute, man. Next thing you know, he's hitting on her and trying to have her come over for a date and show her around, show her off like a prized piece of meat to me, to the guy that told her initially, hey, I like that girl, she's kind of cute. This guy just comes back around, okay, did you see, I got her. Ha, motherfucker, I got her. And I'm saying to myself, oh my God, and this trend never ends. It was always about any girl that I like, or I thought she was cute, he'll try to have her send something to acknowledge him. So, like, he's basically one-upping me. I mean, you see how childish grown men act sometimes? We just get a little bit of an edge on doing shit like that. I mean, it's beyond stupid. I mean, what can a guy gain from throwing the element of a girl flirting with me before she flirted with you? But, you know, some guys get off on that. Thirst comes first before bros overhauls, right? That's just the way it goes. And I've seen it firsthand. So too many times. I'll never forget, I had that incident in college. I was over at a club. I went out one of the few times, rare times I went out locally. I try to avoid the local scene when I went to college. And I go head out, and I guess word gets to me that same night that one of the cheerleaders I was on the dance floor, she had a thing for me. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, and I was real shy. I didn't want the fact that someone knew that she was interested in me was too many people knowing. Like, I just wanted to work underground and not no one know anything about what was going on with me. But the fact that he knew that someone relayed the message to me, I said, oh, okay, well, whatever. You know, I got to let her make the first move. I'm not going to go there. Sure enough, my buddy goes and reacts to it. He's like, oh, okay. So he gets her that night, takes her home. That same night, he did a number on me. I'm like, all right, motherfucker. I see how it goes. I've used it against other people. I'm not, you know, I've used that same method and it's worked for me. Where they said, okay, they're interested, and a girl talked about having interest in them. I said, all right, fuck it. I'm going to do it. So I've used it, and it works. And I think that's kind of what my buddy is doing here. Well, it doesn't work. I'm just saying I used it a couple times. Like the dickhead, I'm not talking to anybody, you know. But it was very interesting, man, just having that recent episode happen. My man pulled the Kobe. He's not passing the ball. He's holding on to that ball, three people on him. In sports, this is a person that's holding on to the ball, doesn't want to share it, doesn't want to pass it. That's what this guy is. He definitely has that thirst. So he knew the moment I said, hey, man, that girl is kind of cute, man. I like her. He goes all in. He's just dangling it in front of my face. I go, all right, motherfucker. All right, I get it. You know, and I have another guy I know that I know whenever I went out or did something, let's say if I was with a girl, the moment I left to go to the bathroom, he would hit on her. He'd be like, hey, what's going on? You guys doing okay? You know, I don't know what he said, whatever magic he was using. That was his shtick. So you had to keep your girl around you all the time. You better make sure she was loyal because, man, he tried to go in and make you laugh a little bit. Yeah, that's what those guys did, man. It's you know, as you look back, you have a couple of those guys. It's like, hey, it's all fair in love and war. We're not going to, we're going to be fine after all of this. I just got to get mine. I got to get my pussy. I got to get some sex in. I'm like, all right, I get it. I was never like that. I'm still not that way at all. Shout out to all my friends that passed the ball. You know, whether they're single, married, divorced, all of that. Yeah, you know, I have guys that pass me the ball. It feels good. Thanks, buddy. I'll do the same. But then there's other guys that are like, oh, I know he likes her, but fuck it, man. Let me go ahead and try to get something out of it. Never fails. And I just marvel at that whole concept of guys being mercenaries. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if they're married. It doesn't matter if they have a girl. It doesn't matter if they're living with somebody. Just the fact that they're taking away or deflecting the attention that she will give you to them just for kicks. It's fucking hilarious. But that's some of the things that, you know, I'm always on here bashing girls.
always blaming the girls for my, you know, episodes. But yeah, this one is for the boys, for the shitty boys. And look, don't look out for one another when they're taken off the market. It just kind of trying to take her away from you just because, just for sport. It's like, that's how they get their high. I get it. It's all about competition. It's all about that ego. Feeding that male testosterone, making those balls bigger. But I just think it's fucking funny. And, you know, I've been laughing about it. I'm not ranting about it in a bad way. I find it hilarious. I mean, I'm still getting... I'm just reading text messages. I can't... You know, this is my buddy. This is my buddy right now texting me. And this is a guy that I say passes the ball. He goes, hey, man, I'm over at the bar, man. If anybody's interested in messing around and getting a triple-double, you know. If you wanted me to pass you the ball, come on down. You know, and that is awesome. That's the stuff I miss, right? I mean, that's a magic. That's a guy that passes the ball. He wants me to win, you know. Then I have these other guys I got to worry about, the opposite effect. And it's not even that they're going to have sex or anything. They're just doing it for sport, you know. Shout out to my Magic Johnsons out there. You know who you are. And guys that are so helpful for the cause. Thank you. You guys are awesome. Oh, this is just a fun rant, man. I had to get this out, man, because I was just going through this and I just find it so fucking hilarious. I really do. Guys, you know, when it comes, when you're off the field, when you're off the market, I mean, I'm not saying you got to go chase with me, you know, because I'm not really a chaser, but just don't go ahead and block. Don't block your boy, all right? Help your boy out. Why not? Doesn't it feel good to see everybody win? You won. I'm not hating on you. You know, even though I'm laughing inside my head that you're married or that you got in, you know, you're in a 20-year relationship, whatever the fuck you're doing. God bless you. But it's all good. Just pass the ball, man. I'm open.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck are you doing, man?
Tristan, we can see you.
Motorboat? You play the motorboat? You motorboat son of a bitch.
Like that nigga. I like him. That's a cook. That's real pimp. Now that's pimp.